Well, hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are the number one show streaming stories of entrepreneurship. And that's what we like to do and talk about the new economy and how people are working in this new economy and keeping everyone employed and more gainfully employed and using new techniques to do that. Our next guest is Deborah Wien, CEO and founder of Wellness Workdays. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about Wellness Workdays. Well, that sounds good to me.
I hope so.
I think it's important to all of us right now.
Absolutely. So I started Wellness Workdays just about 15, 16 years ago with the goal of designing and developing employee wellness programs to improve employee health, productivity, and promote a culture of well-being. So as you can imagine, things have progressed in, you know, unexpected ways. So having an employee population that is well and healthy is more important than ever.
And what's your background? And then talk to us about the types of services people purchase from you.
Absolutely. So I'm a registered dietitian by training. So I started out, you know, very focused on nutrition for overall wellness, and soon realized that in order to promote health and prevent chronic diseases, you really needed to focus on a holistic approach. So including nutrition, but also obviously weight management, mental and emotional wealth, even financial fitness, behavioral health have all become really important components of a successful and strategic wellness program. So when we work with employers, very often employers are looking to start out and say, you know, what kind of programs do you offer? But it doesn't so much matter the implementation of the programs until you really consider an assessment and a strategy piece related to that. So for instance, you know, we really like to and need to assess an employee population so that we can understand what are the employees' needs and interests with regards to overall well-being. Also, we need to look at the organization and truly understand what are the healthcare costs and claims and trends that are affecting the population. And of course, what is the focus of senior leadership? Why are they looking to incorporate wellness and well-being into their approach? Whether that is for healthcare costs, savings, or if it's for productivity or absenteeism, presenteeism, productivity, it really determines how we approach a program for a client. So once we've assessed and understand some of that background information, both qualitative data and quantitative data, then we'll set up a strategy. So we'll really try to understand what are we solving for? You know, what are we looking to accomplish? And what I find so interesting is that so many clients are different in their approaches. You know, you can have two very specific industry and companies of the same size, but have very different needs and interests from the employee and the leadership. So that strategy is extremely important. Then once we've completed an assessment and strategy, then we can focus more on the implementation, which is really the fun part. So as you mentioned, whether we're doing nutrition programs, and now, you know, everything's really virtual, but if we're doing nutrition behavior change programs, or if we're doing lunch and learns or cooking demos, or if we're talking about mindfulness, whether it be a small, you know, short meditation, or if we're doing a 30-day approach to resiliency and positivity, we're really going to incorporate those specific programs through technology or through on-site one-on-one personal behavior change, you know, including an intensive coaching program that we might bring to employers. Then the final piece of that cycle is the evaluation. So it's important to evaluate all aspects of an employee wellness program. Very often, you know, we'll get reports from employers who will show us and say, well, we had 350 people participate. And what's important to know is that did we have 350 people participate in one program each, or did we have 50 people participate in a program each 7 times? So we're trying to look at the overall participation, but more importantly, the engagement of an organization's employee wellness program. So those 4 key areas really help us to dictate, you know, what it is that we bring to the table when we're developing our strategic programs.
Interesting. Are you working for the individual or the corporation or both?
Yeah, great question. So the employer, the organization will bring us on, bring us to work with their organization. But what we realize in order to, help to achieve outcomes for the client, we really need to focus on the individual needs of each employee. So again, our on-site, health coaching program does just that. So we can work one-on-one with an individual and conduct a personal health assessment, really getting to the bottom and understanding of what each employee's needs are. But then that helps to inform us, from the population's perspective, what really matters to the employees. So it's the employer that brings us in to help solve for some of the wellness issues and concerns related to the business. But then it's really dictated by the individual employees, right? Because it would be silly for us to come in and say, we've heard that smoking is a big concern here amongst the key leadership team. But then if we do an evaluation and look at the population, we understand that we have a small population of smokers who want to quit right now. So it really behooves us to focus on the individual and then provide that aggregate information and then target that those approaches, if you will.
Interesting. So how is your organization constructed?
So we are made up of we have a wellness team of wellness experts, registered dietitians, and certified health coaches, personal trainers, mindfulness experts, so we have physicians and nurses. So we have the wellness experts. And then we have what's, I think, very different is our accounts team, because wellness content is different than wellness strategy. So when we're working with an employer, again, the wellness team is super excited to get started and run programs and focus on education and teaching and learning. But we really need to understand from the accounts perspective what matters to the employer, and then again, as I mentioned, what matters to the employee. So we're made up of the health coaches, the account side. We're developing a lot of materials. So for instance, I mentioned I'm a nutritionist, registered dietitian by training. So we focus heavy on nutrition and are regularly updating and innovating in our program so that, we have had clients for 10, 15 years, literally since we opened our doors. And I attribute that a lot to obviously customer service and really listening to the client, but also innovating for what's current and really what matters to employees.
Do you have a preferred geography that you like to service?
Through our technology and through our network, we're focused predominantly in New England, and I should say on the East Coast, but we do have clients across the country. So we're very open. Again, as I mentioned, we have technology that you can use on your phone or on your computer where you can access a self-directed program, where you can participate in a team challenge, where you can connect your health tracker. So it really doesn't matter where an employer is based. We also, very interestingly, we manage and host one of the largest dietetic internships in the country. So we're training those students that are coming out of their undergraduate or graduate degrees and studying to be a registered dietitian. They have to do an internship. So very many of these students, we train about 100 a year. So our network is from across the U.S. So we now have registered dietitians and other health professionals in most states. So our network has, greatly expanded over the last couple of years. We're happy to say.
That's great. We've been speaking with Deborah Ween, CEO, founder, Wellness Workdays, someone who is actively engaged in this new economy. Deborah, if someone's looking for you and Wellness Workdays, how would they find you?
Yep, you can visit us at wellnessworkdays.com and you'll find my email there. There's lots of different ways to get involved. We have new initiatives, so we're excited to talk with any employer who might be interested in well-being.
Thank you very much. Remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I am host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also CEO of Mage LLC, working with leadership to build healthier and stronger organizations. And since 1985, we've worked with over 700 organizations, and we'll be right back with more stories after this break.